We at the Northern Dreamers are proud to say that we support Movember. Yes, Movember is the leading charity changing the face of men's health on a global scale, focusing on mental health and suicide prevention, prostate cancer and testicular cancer. The charity raises funds to deliver innovative, breakthrough research and support programs that enable men to live happier, healthier and longer lives. Movember is working to encourage men to stay healthy in all areas of their lives, with a focus on men staying socially connected and becoming more open to discussing their health and significant moments in their lives. The charity's vision is to have an everlasting impact on the face of men's health. To donate or learn more, head over now to movember.com. On this week's spooky episode of the Northern Dreamers, Little Dave sums up this week's episode.
Dave Shrek, Adam's got his fucking food. there's a story already going here. Omer flies in on his magical carpet. Glenn sat on the toilet waiting for me to eat him. It's his fucking...
Big Dave calls out Adam's lies.
Well, at least he's actually got a dessert this week, and it's not lies and deceit. He didn't have a fucking dessert, you liar.
Adam tells us why he wouldn't be in a horror film with Big Dave.
Of course, if there was anybody who I would have to guess to betray us, it would be Dave. Like,
Omer tells us a horror film scenario he'd make.
I got a different horror version in my head, and it's R. Kelly in the closet.
And I mentioned something a little bit risky.
I'd go to the hospital, because this is going to get cut this, but I can already feel it. I'd go to the hospital because I like vegetables, all right? They can't kill me.
It's all on this week's very haunting episode of The Northern Dreamers Podcast.
Alcohol, gaming, and beers. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect friends. Life accidentally added an extra ingredient to the concoction, mental health. Thus the Northern Dreamers were born, using their own personal experiences and lack of knowledge. Glenn, Callum, Big Dave, Adam, Little Dave, and Omer have dedicated their lives to make you laugh and help your mental health.
Welcome to the Northern Dreamers Podcast, the show where friends get together, have a drink and have a chat. I'm your host, Glenn, and on this week's episode, I've got Omer with me. Omer, how are you?
I just want to be clear, I'm alive. The kidnapping's over. They paid the ransom.
Just say we've not seen you for a while. To be fair, I'm going to go to the ones I've not seen for a while because they've both been missing for a while.
And to be honest, we didn't pay the ransom, by the way.
No. So I don't know why they got released.
We paid the kidnappers.
Oh, so that's where the ransom money's gone.
I wouldn't mind, though, but this one would be the easiest one because I could just go into the room. But Dave, how are you? Little Dave.
I'm good, man. How's it going?
I'm good. I mean, I'm right in the room next door. I could just come in and say hello.
You could, but... don't fucking bother.
don't come in anyone.
Somebody should have told him that years ago.
Is that a Henry Hoover I see in the background there, Dave?
Yeah. Single tear down his eye.
Mine or Henry's?
Both.
He never gets a break, man. He never gets a break.
Callum came round and pegged Henry. We've got Big Dave on the show. Dave, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Oh, God. We've been chatting for an hour, so my throat's fucking killing already. we've not started the episode.
That is not related to the Henry and the pegging, just to clear that up.
I mean, after last week's episode, I mean, I'm still laughing, with some of the shit we come up with.
So fucking funny.
And we've also got Adam on the show this week. Adam, how are you?
Hello. Yes, tired.
So are we, Aid. 45 minutes late, aren't we?
He likes to bring it up when we're all late, so...
Yeah, that is true. To be fair, I saved my pudding this time.
Well, we've got to ask Dave, what time is it?
And now it's time for the dessert of the week.
Uh, And there you go. Go. Just, yeah.
I was waiting for Big Dave to actually say the time again.
Every time I want to, he tells me to shut up. I'm never doing it anymore.
I've already shown you, so I don't know why I'm going to show you again, but it's a shit Aldi fibre brownie. Yay!
Well, to say this is our Halloween episode,
you can listen to me open the package.
Since it's our Halloween episode, I mean, you would have thought you'd done something a bit more Halloweeny.
Well, you would have thought that, Glenn, but I don't have any money at the moment, so...
Well, Lisa's actually got a dessert this week, and it's not lies and deceit.
He had a dessert last
He didn't have a fucking dessert, you liar.
I had a dessert last week, waiting for you for fucking 2 hours to shut your fucking mouth.
We sat and watched him eat it!
He didn't fucking have a dessert!
Why does this sound perverted, of you two sitting watching him eat a dessert?
I'm going to send Dave the
PR. I just want to make sure he chokes on it.
Again, he's done it once before.
Dave missed that episode, don't you?
Yeah, so. Dave was happy when he heard that he choked on a tart, so.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, it was a tart.
It seemed pretty dry.
But as you...
I've still been Glenn's glaze to wash it down.
Hey, Glenn, we've got some more.
Don't mind if I do.
Glenn, now that we live together, there's plenty more jam in the cupboard.
We're not going to run out anytime soon.
Do you keep the jars to refill after?
No, we do have to relabel them so we know whose is whose.
That's cross-tamination, man. No. That's a nightmare.
Buys them empty. In the cupboard full.
Dave has red lids, I have blue, but I'm fucking colorblind, so I can't tell which is which.
Is it like the toilet paper situation, but we have red as well?
Yeah?
Red or blue?
I don't know! I can't tell the difference!
Some of these jars aren't filled with milk.
Yes, Glenn's not being lactating as much as he usually does.
But fuck me, I have!
You downstairs milking Glenn. I meant out of the bosoms, not the other way.
I don't know, when he's on all fours, how do you tell?
No. It's always the titties. It's always the titties.
As you are fully aware from...
It's not a picture in my head. It's not a picture.
This is a Halloween episode, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's scary as fuck.
I'm already scared.
I do a Glenn being lactating, though.
To the listeners out there, obviously, as you are fully aware, these guys will say things that will offend me. You know?
They're really on purpose.
Just you.
And I don't give a shit. So, to be fair, also, no, we will say things to each other that other people may find offensive. We generally also don't mean anything by it.
For any listeners that don't know what we're talking about with the jam jars, just go all the way back to episode one.
It always helps to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Everybody has to finish.
Everybody gets to finish.
They do.
Oh, gets to finish. Sorry. Mixing slogans.
You have to finish.
Everyone will finish.
You can't fucking stop. Once you start, you have to keep going.
Be a team player. Everybody deserves to finish.
That's the one. Everybody deserves to finish.
God. But yes, as a recording of the episode, it's not. But when the episode comes out, it's Halloween. So happy Halloween, folks. This is going to be, I'd say, our spooky episode. And I mean, already listening to the podcast. Thank you for that.
Sorry.
That was a demon.
Scary ghost. Scary ghost.
Ectoplasm.
If you play that backwards, you'll hear the actual message.
It's just the Britney Spears singing his line again.
There is no Dana, only Tool.
Red rum.
Callum's pegging me! Callum's pegging me!
That you say red rum or red bum?
Red bum or so.
Funnily enough, these have all been names of the jam jars I've been naming.
What? Red rum. And so bum?
No. So one of them's called red rum, one of them's called Callum's peg. One of them's called Glenn's lactation.
Glenn's glaze.
Yeah, there's Glenn's glaze.
So I do have to say, this one goes out to the team, that with there being so many of us, and you know, we'd like to keep it down to four if we can, raise your hand when we want to say something, guys, just so we know what's going on. No, not a finger. I need to see a hand.
Is my finger not on my hand?
You can't control me. I'll talk when I fucking want.
No, no, you were 45 minutes late, so you will shut the fuck up.
You'll speak where spoken to.
Put on the hat, go in the corner.
On that topic, sorry, before we kick off, I went to watch Jimmy Carr the other day.
Big fan of the show, big fan.
He is a huge fan. He actually said it during his show as well. Went and watched it.
Northern Dreamers, what a bunch of wankers.
It was this guy, right, talking all the fucking time to his wife, right? They were drunk, they were just having a conversation. Eventually, they told him to stop talking. And he was like, "You can't control me. No one tells me what to do. Fuck you. I'll leave." And we were like, "All right, then. Bye."
Wait, was that Carr or the guy?
He thought he was leaving, like, to spite everyone. He thought, like, him leaving would make everybody upset. But we were all like, "You're not.
No,
like,
don't go.
Go away."
That guy knows how to deal with a fucking comedy show.
Did he leave his wife behind?
He did not.
It's a shame.
Shit, little story there for you. I just threw it.
Okay. Is it finished? Because this is sort of like the unicorn story that we had. Is it sort of like that?
No, it's like the pimp story. It literally went nowhere.
Callum's like, "Hey, so somebody has to tell a story with no end."
Shit story, does.
Yeah. Well, with that out of the way, folks, let's get on to this week's episode. It's, as it is Halloween, we thought we'd do a Halloween special. Now, as you know, usually we pick a host and that host takes over the show. This week, we're going to do a little bit different. I'm going to pass the questions around to each of the team. So everyone
Today's
gets to...
a shiny episode.
Yes.
Like a Pokemon.
Well, it's a Halloween one. Let's do something different. So, I mean, I'm going to throw it to little Dave first for the first question of the show. So, Dave, it's Halloween. Let's go for it.
Twat. All right. All right. So, obviously, me being a fucking massive horror fan, there's been so many questions I could answer, but we haven't got all fucking night. So, I suppose, if in any horror situation, whether it be like, you know, when you watch these scary films or whatever, or there's a serial killer, how do you feel you would survive this situation?
My question is, are we talking supernatural horror or like serial killer human chasing me?
And we'll go old school, man. We'll go, there's a possibility of surviving. No possession shit, nothing like that. Just your standard, you know, serial killer bullshit, like Jason sort of shit, that sort of thing.
Are we talking more Mike Myers than Jason? Because Jason's basically like, has he ever actually officially permanently died?
Forget the fucking person who's doing it.
No, I'm just saying, what am I thinking? It's like, if they're immortal, there's no chance I'm going to hide and win.
Yeah, but you've seen all the horror films. They always find a way to come back. So, whether they're immortal
I'm
or
screwed
not,
either way. So how am I going to survive this particular movie?
Well, this is up to you, isn't it? This
For
is
a
my
kick
question.
Off, you don't go down the path that says certain death.
Yeah.
Like...
You know, it's not like a Simpsons episode where it says killer here or freedom. you don't go down the killer here side, do you?
By horror movie rules, the black guy dies first, so I think Big Dave should be the first to answer.
Oh, okay. Okay, Dave.
Well, I wouldn't even run, to be fair.
I just give up at the beginning.
As you are the token, you are already fucked.
I wouldn't even try.
Dave, you died that quick, you're not even in the credits, mate.
Shows up on IMDb later, uncredited.
If it's after the year 2000, they tried to be a bit like edgy with it, like they actually made the black guy survive.
Well, I suppose, yeah, could do, yeah.
That's when films got shit.
Yeah, well, that's Glenn, that is highly racist. No, no. The black guy survived, this is shit.
It's okay, the fat guy gets it next. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's either the black guy or the fat guy, because I mean,
it's one of the two.
Me and Dave will go at the same time. I mean, remember last week's episode where me and Dave are hiding in the woods. There you go. Me and Dave are gone.
Let's just fuck off into the forest.
why did I just think of the first rule of Zombieland? Cardio.
Well, I'm done for. We're all done for.
We're all
fucked. I think, well, if that's the one, then we're all dead.
Realistically, the only one who could get away with it is like would be Omez. He'd just grab a magic carpet.
Just over with the killer. I can show you the world.
I thought he would have been that dumb fucker that like looks at all the weapons on the table and grabs the banana.
unless he was fighting Mothra or something like that. Someone who could actually fly.
No. I'd be good with a flashlight. Just throw it away. Mothra will follow.
I suppose it's one of those situations, right? So what would you do? Would you fight or flight? Would you just run and end up getting killed, or would you fight or what?
No, there's three. Fight, flight, or die.
Or eat.
It's going to be like, I'm going, just let me eat.
I'm going to eat a sandwich.
It's fight, flight, die, eat, peg.
Wait, is that how you die? Is this It Follows?
Yeah. That's the order it goes in.
Are we making a fucking film in Burger King? Burger King, by the way, big fans of the show.
Big fans.
The King, I mean, especially.
If Burger King wants to sponsor the show, I would quite happily.
Yeah, of course. That. Yeah, and if you want to do,
I'll taste the burgers.
Definitely, I thought of a new burger already: the Northern Whopper.
Isn't that Callum?
Because believe me, that burger's a dreamer.
The slogans write themselves. For me, I'm gonna like the fight or flight thing. My instinct in any situation is fight. I'm not a runaway person. I can't fight for shit.
Because you can't run. Is that because you can't run away?
Well, yeah, I can't run. So next best thing is fuck it, I'll fight.
Yeah, fair enough. So Glenn's dead.
Yeah.
What about you, Dave?
I'd sacrifice myself and try and jump in and go guys, go, and you're all like, all right, see you later. Well, no, I didn't mean it. Come back.
You do have a lot more meat to tenderize, I suppose.
I would also choose fight, but I'd kick Glenn into the...
Have some of this, you filthy fiend!
Chooses fight, but fights Glenn instead.
The killer's chasing me and Dave up the stairs. Dave turns, punches me in the face, and throws me down.
They'll be eating him for a while.
Of course, if there was anybody who I would have to guess to betray us, it would be Dave.
Just like going, big Dave. Hey, Mr. Killer, here they all are.
It'd be like, yeah.
This one's cooked already.
Together, we'll do this together, and then you'll help him all the way to the end, and then he'll fucking kick you out of the door, like survive on his own. It'd be like the Titanic situation. There's room for two people, but Dave will keep you in the sea.
Can I get on the piece of wood? No.
I need room for me and my charcuterie.
My socks on this one.
Oh god.
Alright, so Glenn's getting killed. Dave's the betrayer. What about you on that?
For me, straight up, if it was horror movie style, I would be the side character that you're not sure if he's gonna die or not until right at the end, where you just see him get viscerated. So I'm running till just before the end.
You die just before the credits.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, oh, we're all safe now, and then I die.
The only survivor. Then he gets a knife through the head.
All right. To be fair, Omer'd be the character going, I can't tell if he's the good guy or the bad guy in all this. Hang on a minute. No, he's definitely the killer. He looks like the type.
He's the one who made the phone call in the house.
Can he say that? I don't know.
What about you, Adam? Fight or flight? Or eat or peg or whatever.
Eat or peg.
Mine's basically flight and die, so like I got two.
Of course, when the killer comes in, I'd be in the kitchen stuffing my face.
But you'd be stood next to Big Dave. Big Dave's going to betray you, so you're dead anyway.
Exactly. I was going to say, I'd like to think that I'd run away, but history has it that I'm the one who gets left behind, and I'm the one who normally gets battered in a situation. So, yes, I'd make it a sandwich.
Well, personally, now I know how you're all going to die. Being the killer, I think I know who to go for first.
Oh, yeah. That one is a surprise.
Ooh, surprise! It was me!
Twist!
Well, honestly, I would. I'd be the plot twist. I would be the guy killing you all.
Yeah. It looks like Dave was the killer all along.
So, little Dave's going to play both the antagonist and the protagonist at the same time. He's going to be like, oh no, he's coming for us. It's me.
That's why I'm ambidextrous.
Isn't that just the plot to Scream?
No, Scream still had the crying woman.
Don't tell people.
I forgot the girl's name who survived for the second one.
If anything, if Dave was the killer, it'd be an episode of Scooby-Doo. He'd rip the mask off and go, my God, it was little Dave all along.
I thought you were going to do the movie and say he was like Scrappy-Doo all along.
Let's find out who the killer was. It was old man Jenkins. I would have gotten away with it too.
Okay.
Awkward silence. Here we go.
Yes. All right.
Because now we're all dead except Dave, and he's just floating.
I'll take a victory sip.
I'll pass the next question. Are you done with your question, Dave? You done with that?
Yeah. You can't really go anywhere else with that, can you? You're all dead.
So.
it would be the end of Scream, wouldn't it? Dave, you'd be the one picking me up in the car going, come on, let's go for a ride.
I hope you're putting out after this.
They're like, Dave, we finally did it. Two Daves on our roll.
Double D's, 100 years, two Daves.
They're a sweet pair of double D's.
Our Dave Nation back in action.
Omer, do you want to take the next?
This is driving off to Ebony and Ivory.
Hooking together.
Alright, Omer, you've got the next question.
Mine actually plays well, because my question is favourite horror monster, but I'm going to change it so it fits better and say, like, you would be.
A horror monster.
I want to start with Little Dave, because he's already admitted to being the guy that's going to kill us all. What monster are you killing us as?
Ah, mate, it's not going to go off of what I'm saying, because mine was a bit more realistic.
Okay.
What? Hang on, man. Look at you, Dave.
Why, you're first. No, my favourite has got to be Freddy Krueger, man. Like, without a doubt, mine's always been Freddy Krueger. I just love the idea of Freddy Krueger. The guy's just... Not the why he's Freddy Krueger. I don't touch kids. Can I just put that out there?
That I don't touch kids, and I wasn't killed in fire.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But I like the whole idea of, like, killing you in your dream. Like, it's always in the dreams, and obviously whatever happens in the dream, it's, you know, it happens in real life sort of thing.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome, because you can't hide away from your dreams. And that's one, like, sort of thing, like, that's always interested me, because obviously...
So deep, people always, man.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah,
Freddy'd pop up in the Northern Dreamers and he'd be shit and he'd be like, I fucking hate you guys, I'm going. Bye, Freddy!
I mean, think about it, like, the one film that he doesn't... If the one film, every time he's out of the dream, the motherfucker's weak as fucking gets killed, man. Let's stick it to the dreams, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, Freddy Krueger, without a doubt, Freddy Krueger. I need to call him later, actually. So.
Scary Terry or Freddy?
Depends how drunk I am.
Drunk down Scary Terry again.
Robert England, though, big fan of the show.
Yeah. Scary Terry, a big fan of the show.
All right, since Dave said his, so you've all got time to think of your own, mine would be Chucky. Just an immortal little doll that you never expect to kill you until in, like, the final movies I've got the scar and it's quite obvious I'm an evil killer doll, but somebody still wants me in the house.
Sounds like me. someone still wants me in the house.
Well, by the way, Glenn, I need to talk to you later.
I'm going to be homeless again. So if anyone wants to put two to the new Northern Dreamers Fund, get Glenn a house, send us some money.
Some cardboard boxes.
And send them a Chucky doll. It will be me.
for me, one of my... probably, have you seen Jeepers Creepers?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Creeper. I think that's a pretty epic monster, probably with something like that. So he can fly, he can like rip off his body parts and just throw.
Because he stole these pieces from other people.
Pretty much.
His wings he's are like, made of human even, flesh.
Even when he dies, he kind of comes back after like, what, 10 years or so? And
just 7
like,
years.
Oh, was it 7 years? I can't really remember.
Oh, no, was it 7 springs?
I can't remember now.
Yeah. It's like seventh day of the seventh spring, something like that.
Yeah, but like you say, he always comes back. But.
Just got images now as Dave as this thing and he's running after someone. He's thinking, fuck this, he rips his arm off and just starts beating him with it.
No. Dave would stop them. And they're like, so you used to be a football player, right? Legs are mine.
Wow, what pretty eyes you have.
Yeah. I walked past the shop and saw you eating a charcuterie board. That's too exotic! For me, I'd Stave Puft Marshmallow Man. I already look like it anyway, so I may as well.
The Destroyer, okay. But only in the Stave Puft form, are we saying?
Hey, Glenn!
So you can't be a Destroyer in a different form.
I was just going to say, what's his other form?
Hey, Glenn! You're already a toy!
Those are the traveler has been chosen.
Is this why people have tried to take a bite out of you?
Yes.
I was going to say, the thing is, with Glenn, if we just get him stuck somewhere, we could just eat him to death. Like,
I'm a sailor, I'm in New York, you get me laid, you've got no problems.
That's a whole lot of semen.
And now and I no longer want trifled nor marshmallows. Hey, would you like some roasted marshmallows? God, no.
Oh, Lord, no.
Oh, no!
Is it on to me now?
It is.
Yeah, you're left. You're the last guy to die.
I would probably say Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Just because. I mean, like, you say, I like the idea of that I could be in the middle of doing something, like I could be in the middle of having a shit, and then you say my name 3 times, and I just appear.
Like, hopefully, with your pants up.
No, you've seen the movie. He shows squatting.
Yeah. It's like a fucking Pokemon, and then you throw the Pokemon, it pops out of his shit. What the hell? That's Beetlejuice.
But it'd be a Pokemon, you'd have to say the name 3 times to get it out of the ball.
imagine that power would be quite like tiring after a while. It's just like you're literally just about to have your tea. You've had a rough day at work. Some twat calls you.
Sit down to my luxurious charcuterie board. Like,
see, I do believe.
Charcuterie board and trifle.
I've got to say.
Oh, yes.
I've got to say, the reason why I think that Beetlejuice would be shit for you, Adam, is because, you know what, they'd say your name 3 times and you'd be 45 fucking minutes late.
Yes, Dave!
Don't rush for anyone. The bus over and everything, you know.
I don't think he's coming.
Wait, just to clear this up, you've seen the other horror movies where you got to say the names, like Bloody Mary, Candyman. They never show up instantly anyway. He fits the role.
What was it we said last week? The prisoners in the prison have to look in the mirror and say Callum's name 3 times and he pops on the page.
He's doing his duty and punishing them.
The Pegaman.
Isn't that the Jabber Man?
Nah, I think it's like the R-rated Duff Man.
Wait, Peg you man. Say his name 3 times and he shows up?
Pegman, I'm going to peg you so.
Well, I haven't got the Kool-Aid guy in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Callum does appears and handrails you.
Burst no. through your wall to do it.
Not the handrail.
God, he's giving me the handrail.
That's a special move.
Listeners don't know what a handrail is.
It doesn't matter. They'll learn. Oh,
you will. You will find out. I think I'll take.
Let's hope you never find out.
I'll take the next question. So
I thought you were going to say, I'll take the
handrail. I'll take the handrail.
I'll take the.
I'll take one for the team.
The handrail.
Glenn, you got to tone the yelling down a bit. You just killed the sound when you did that.
Sorry.
You did, actually.
Oh, I can't hear anything.
Dave's there. So going off Halloween and obviously when you were kids and whatnot, I want to talk about, well, not just when you were kids, as you were growing up as well and you become adults, what is your favourite Halloween costume you've ever had? Now, for me, do you remember the Scream mask that had the blood? So you squeezed it and the blood dripped down the face and everything. Yeah. I fucking love that. I think I used that for like 4 years in a row. It was so good.
I believe that was the Wilkinson special.
It was, yes. Absolutely amazing. I mean, don't get me wrong, I wore a black bag as well. But
yeah, no, that was my specialty. All I got for fucking Halloween was a black bin.
Black bag and a witch's hat.
Now go out and get some fucking candy.
You want candy, you got to work for it.
Yeah, I just get a black bag and I've got to go sweep in the streets.
They weren't telling you to go trick-or-treat. They were asking you to clean up.
I didn't realise you wore the black bag. I thought you took it out with a fucking broom. Like, you work for the council now.
Community service started early.
Omer, what about you? What's your favourite sort of Halloween costume you had? Or, you know, something.
My favourite Halloween costume was actually this latex wolf's mask. So, you know,
I'd made latex.
I got worried then when he said latex.
No, it was just made out of that rubbery latex with fur on it. But the only reason I loved it so much is I stuck it on a mop and left it in my sister's room, frying the shit out of her. She wouldn't come out of the room for a week.
Mask's still in there.
I don't know. Never went back to check.
to this day, no one's heard from Omer's sister.
Yes, I used to have more sisters.
To be fair, anyone else started getting worried when Omer said latex?
Yeah, I actually did.
I did.
It's like, where the fuck is this going?
Callum was like,
you're allergic to latex.
The one that you're fearing is PVC.
What did you wear that was PVC?
Big Dave, aren't you allergic to latex?
Oh God, yeah, Christ, you remember that? Liquid latex.
Oh, that was it, yeah, liquid latex.
Jesus.
Oh dear.
That was
oh
so
dear.
Bad.
Get to elaborate.
Was there a rash that was stuck under it or something?
No, did you end up with bilateral ulcers?
We went, funny enough, it was Nick. Nick fucking, we went to, what was it? We went to like a Halloween party, didn't we, Aid? And then me and Nick dressed up like as zombies and stuff, and Nick put like
I remember seeing the pictures of these, yeah.
Place. And like, to be fair, he has actually pretty good at doing the zombie makeup and stuff like that. I put it all over my face; it looked pretty epic. And then literally washed it off like after the night and that. I was just like, "Why is it not coming off?" I was just like, "No, that's just my face; it's swollen to fuck." And it was like that for literally about 3 weeks. I just had this massive, swollen, fucked up face.
And it still hasn't healed to this day.
I look like Sloth from the fucking Goonies.
Hey, you guys.
Dave was a beautiful man before then.
It was so bad.
So, Dave, when you said about a bag before, was that your favourite Halloween costume?
That was my only Halloween costume.
Hey man, you've dressed up as a priest before.
I mean, that was a pretty good outfit.
Oh yeah, that was my exorcist one, wasn't it? Yeah.
Forgive me, Daddy, for I've been a bad girl. No, it's forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
No, that's it. That's your father.
Little Dave, what about you?
I've got two. Like when I was a kid, I remember like buying, you know, obviously the Jason mask and a machete and shit, but ripping the fuck out of all my like hoodie and everything, but like packing it up, making it look like proper like Jason style.
Yeah, and then your mum going, "What the hell have you done to your clothes?"
Well, yeah,
put on a bin bag.
It was great, because I was only about 11 years old. So when I went to this Halloween party, there was people actually in the bin bag like shitty Halloween suits, and I was just there for
it was Dave.
Well, yeah. That was like, I went full up, like full on, like as like Jason, man. That was like sick as fuck. I'll always remember that one. And then one of my best ones I did was when I did the Leatherface.
I remember that.
Like proper, like did all the apron up, did all the fucking shit up, like literally tied a leathery mask to my face. But then, I was that. They let me take a picture with a real chainsaw. it looked sick as fuck, man. I was just like, nah. Yeah. So for me, that was pretty cool.
I'm just worried because we were talking about Steve's face missing earlier. Yeah, we're and now you went out as Leatherface. Was that Steve's face?
Oh, man. The police are still investigating.
Adam, what about you?
I don't really do costumes. A big thing is, like, because I'm so tall, like, it sounds ridiculous, but just most of the costumes don't really fit.
Like, I really felt like there was a lurch thing coming.
And then when I do find a costume that fits over my height, because I'm so fat, like, I struggle to get it on the other way, so I can't win.
Could always go as Frankenstein.
I was just about to say a
perfect monster.
The only one I've ever properly done is Frankenstein, and I had this giant Frankenstein head. It looks sick. And I just put on a blazer and some pants, and that was it. Done. That is done.
Solid.
Yeah.
That is Frankenstein. That fits.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done it. So that's the main thing. So
they need to start making costumes for tall people.
Yes, they do. So get on to this.
Yeah.
Does Giacomo not do it?
No.
I'm just like, they're like, we do everything for bigger guys. Like, why not costumes?
Well, may you get on to them. You tell them.
I'll ring old Jack now. Give him a call.
I just have the tall issue, not the width issue.
Big Dave, your question.
Okay, if you were in like a horror situation, what would be your ideal environment? So you could be like cabin in the woods. Would you be old? I don't know, factory, an old school. I don't know where would you want your horror?
Want you make it sound want to die.
No, all right then. So take it as if. You're going to die.
Where would you like to die?
Where would your preferred area be?
Yeah, preferred area be. So say you're the monster. Where would your preferred hunting ground
be? I want to be in a Walmart. Because everything's already there. TVs, Xboxes, computers.
So you can sit on your ass and watch TV.
Eat while they run at you.
Why not? I'll just lock the fucking doors and never open them and just stay there forever.
Getting a very Day of the Dead vibe. Yeah, in a very Day of the Dead vibe right now.
I reckon I could live the rest of my life in there.
Isn't it sort of a... No, isn't Day of the Dead where they're outside the shopping centre and he's in?
Yeah, so all the zombies are outside the shopping centre.
But he's the zombie in that scenario.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the scenario?
What is it? Dead Rising?
Dead Rising.
So you're just wandering around the shopping mall with a bunch of other zombies.
I just start going, I'm getting a bit bored of this. I'm just going to sit
sat there and like.
Oh, wait, am I supposed to be the
monster? You're the monster.
You're the monster. So where would your ideal hunting ground be? Would it be?
Adam thought he was going to be the person trying to survive.
No. Well, I was going down that route, but I think the monster one would probably be better. Like, what's your hunting ground kind of thing?
Supermarket. Walmart.
Just hidden behind the snacks. Anytime someone comes for one, he grabs them.
Exactly.
Let's face it. Horror films. It's usually like the teenagers that are going to die. So I'd go somewhere where all the teenagers hang around.
Yeah, I'd go to Florida where they're all fat and like can't move. Like, it'd be dead easy to get and kill and catch. They're all old and fat.
Just want to be clear to anyone from Florida listening to this, we don't believe all of you are like this. Just a vast majority.
99.9% of you.
Fuck off, old mate. Yeah, we do.
Trying to lose listeners now.
I can see Adam as the monster now, booking his ticket, getting ready to go, get on his plane.
Not eating anybody else on the plane, just really waiting until I get to Florida.
Proper saving myself.
It's like fasting before going to a buffet.
turns to the guy on the plane going, I hope they've got snacks on this flight. Oh, hey.
He's just like sat next to Glenn the whole trip. He's just like, my God, you look tasty.
It's okay.
I bet you live in Florida.
It's okay.
I must wait.
I've got an all-you-can-eat buffet when I land. I've got a smorgasbord out there. You know?
Like, Glenn, you are a smorgasbord.
Oh, Little Dave's the charcuterie board.
Charcuterie board.
He's the salad.
That's why nobody wants me, man.
He's the little green turds that were on the top.
What is this?
Oh, it's the pickle.
I'm the prime belly pork. That's me.
If you're hungry for a hunk of bacon, just eat.
Eat my buddy Glenn here. He's a real treat.
Just got the image of someone walking up and sticking pineapple rings on you.
Ah, you bacon. Oh, it's a bacon yum yum. Yeah. He's a big bacon.
Word for word rendition. Okay.
So, yeah, Omer, what's your hunting ground?
I don't think I can top a mall now. Gotta decide what kind of month. No, if I stick to sort of, I don't know, if I stick to the Chucky scenario, then it's gotta be like one of those really tall, it's actually gotta be somewhere in Hong Kong, one of those really tall apartment buildings. Oh, yeah. So it's like when I kill one family, I can start from the top and work down. Just, you know, like, what was it? Cloverfield, the first one. Was it Cloverfield? Where, like, they shut down the building and it's all calm, but they're all stuck in that one building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be my killing scenario. It'd be, like, really tall building, so a lot of people to kill, but working my way down.
Mm-hmm. I thought you went from, like, Halloween to Christmas then, and you wouldn't start talking about Die Hard.
No. I know the terrorist bit is insinuated with me saying it, but...
Oh man, now so if he's
that's the business tower next door to the, you know, the apartment tower.
Works his way down, moves over to the next one for Christmas.
Now I see.
Work my way up the business building, then next Halloween I'm working down the next apartment building. It's a cycle.
Okay. After the first floor, Omer's like that. Oh well, here I go again, killing.
Yeah. Go on, Dave.
Well, when can you beat, you know, the fucking towers and supermarkets? See, I don't know. I think mine would be like
Camp Crystal.
I think where people think they're the safest, man. Like in
the toilet.
Yeah, in their own homes or in the bedroom and some shit. Like, I love it when there's like where people hide under the beds. Like, there's only ever certain films where the actual person, like The Grudge or some shit, is under the bed with them, and it's like, wait, you ain't getting out of this one, you motherfucker. So I reckon somewhere where they feel safe, like the bedroom or some shit. Not that I'm the kind of guy that hides in your cupboard watching you. Just putting that out there.
Like that dollar out of Scary Movie where like he's like
under the bed,
pulls his dick out, wraps it around his neck, and pulls him back under the bed. Like, where are you going?
I got a different horror version in my head, and it's R. Kelly in the closet.
That just reminds me of fucking South Park, man. And I'm going in the closet.
That's a horror movie, right?
Yeah, probably. A real life horror movie.
Based on a true story.
Oh, go on then, Glenn.
I just realised, does this make Little Dave the T-Rex from Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Eating the guy on the toilet.
I mean, eating Glenn on the toilet.
You're doing what?
Can we rephrase that, please?
No. I meant exactly
what... We don't want to know what these two get up to when it's not... when the cameras are off.
I meant exactly what I said.
Oh, God. Well, for me, it'd be far away from this house. I'm far away from Dave.
Yeah, you don't shit where you eat. What? But
just make sure you pay your rent.
Again, I'd go somewhere where, you know, people are easy targets, so like a hospital or something. Fuck it.
That's like low-hanging fruit. Well, they're already dying, but I killed them. No, no, no. He didn't die of a heart attack. I killed him. No,
well, we know what.
Obviously,
Glenn's he's got a nurse fetish, so going yeah. to the fucking hospital.
No, we know Glenn's dressing up as the Grim Reaper for Halloween.
I just want a nice, easy life, right? I don't have to start hunting for my food. I'd rather just sort of like walk around and go, I'm gonna have that one.
Yeah. Why are you? And why are you
run by
why,
people in wheelchairs? Like. Yeah.
Glenn, why are you eating these people?
Well, yeah, what kind of a month? Like, I mean, well, at Dave, least Adam Dave said he's a zombie.
Dave wants to eat me on the toilet, all right? Let me at least eat the old people. Let me at
least... behind his microphone, I can just see he's probably, like, licking his lips as well.
No, I've got my pipe, man. I'm like...
There was something I was going to say, but if I say it, it would have had to have been cut, so...
Hey Glenn.
Thought about
I'm
it.
Sure I'm sure there's plenty that needs cutting from tonight's episode, to be honest.
Yeah. I'd go to the hospital because this is going to get cut this, but I can already feel it. I'd go to the hospital because I like vegetables, all right?
That's the biggest lie you've ever said.
That's the most contradicting thing I've ever heard you actually say.
That's true.
That definitely fucking best title. Best title I've heard, Glenn. You've probably done one. I'm like, go to the hospital. No. That was beautiful, Glenn. That was fucking beautiful. You finally named an episode.
I mean, come
on, yeah, because that's getting cut. It's got to get cut.
Now all these fucking girls make so much sense. She's a nurse. Ah, of course.
Of course she is.
I like my vegetables.
Oh, I see she's wearing a nurse's hat. Where did you get that?
Now you know why he calls them pumpkin.
Right. Let's...
Oh, are all your pet names vegetables?
Shut up.
Glenn, that was perfect and all. That was perfect.
I heard he calls his fingers parsnips.
So. I'm actually disappointed that he has to cut that bit.
She's my sweet potato.
Can we put like a warning on the start of this episode? One, this episode is extremely offensive.
Oh, that was brilliant.
I have to cut like a good 3 or 4 minutes here now, isn't it?
Fucking hell.
But yeah, I'd choose a hospital because easy targets. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
And he likes the pudding.
That and fair, cake and ice cream.
That, and afterwards I can give Dave a lift home.
Yes, man.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Well, killing being the operative word.
As long as you're not trying to fuck me when I've got my uniform on, I don't care. Although it don't make sense if I'm already eating you on the toilet. I mean, suppose it takes two to tango.
Sorry, he's got his mouth full at the minute.
That's. On my online dating stuff now, I should have to be my tagline, loves getting eaten on the toilet, you know?
I'm sure that's someone's fetish somewhere.
I suppose I should make one saying I like to eat you on the toilet, shouldn't I?
So you match.
Yeah. Oh, you can sign up on like Tinder as a couple, right? Just the pair of you, like, I eat, he gives.
Oh man, I don't like how much you're getting into this.
Yeah, you do.
Well, after the past few months, I mean, I don't know what's gonna happen.
he's like one of those sad people from like the anime, you know, when they're upset and he's just like drawing in the sand. He's like, I want to be eating on the toilet.
Okay, I think we need to move this on a little
bit. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Has everyone answered the question about where your hunting grounds would be?
No, Big Dave.
Oh, yeah.
It was my question.
It's your question. You've
never answered it.
You've got to answer your own question.
I don't know. I'll probably sit in a swamp or something.
is that another term for a toilet?
No, Dave.
So Dave's getting hungry.
Big Dave's horror monster is Shrek.
Now Adam's getting hungry.
With frigging pickles on it.
Just Dave running up to Adam's charcuterie board and dropping a turd.
Right, it's all happening now. It's all happening. I'm obviously the charcuterie. Dave's Shrek. Adam's got his fucking food. there's a story already going, isn't it? All meth flies in on his magical carpet. Glenn's sat on the toilet waiting for me to eat him.
Why do I imagine Adam to be Slimer? You know, like just chowing down food, but it's just falling on the floor.
It's just recycling.
How
it's
I eat as well.
It's just recycling, man. It's recycling.
Right, who's the next question?
It's Adam's the next question.
You don't want my question.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Because he hasn't fought a one yet.
Well, to be fair, we could have really put him on the spot. He could have been the first one after being 45 minutes late, but, you know.
Yeah, true.
Well, my question is going to be quite controversial.
Oh, and my eating your friend out on the toilet.
No, yeah. Controversial in a different way.
What's controversial about
controversial
that?
To the topic. My question is, why in general? Like, I don't get Halloween. I don't like Halloween. I think it's stupid.
Should have not.
That's a bunch of pagans you just upset.
Yeah, should have not let Adam on.
Should not let him on the episode.
So
kick him off.
My question is like, why though? Why Halloween? What do you guys find so fascinating about Halloween? Like, obviously some of the stuff is quite cool, and obviously some of the films are good and that. But I just think in general, it's just stupid.
Can I counteract that question?
I mean, that's like saying, why Christmas? Why Easter? Why April Fools? Why is it? It's just...
Do you like Christmas?
Only when I get the gifts. If I didn't get the gifts, then no. Like, I don't see the point in Christmas either.
Exactly.
I get it. You don't like Halloween because you ended up with the tricks, not the treats.
So I'll answer first.
I feel the same way about Easter. It's like, why? It's such a stupid thing. Like,
did you get chocolate, you dick?
You get chocolatey dick.
Well, what do you get for Halloween? You get these shit little sweets that no one wants to give you.
No, I do believe I get sacrifices.
Dave, I'm pretty sure we just said it's an ongoing investigation.
Oh, shit, sorry. I totally forgot. They're on to me.
My least favourite genre of film is horror. Just throwing it out there as well. I think
this is the last episode that Adam's going to be on.
It's all right. He's got another year.
I'm thinking like I've really got off you.
It's all right. He's got another year to think of a decent question.
If anyone wants to find Adam, just go to your closest food court.
In fact, so you know, to the people out there, right? When we do our Christmas special, I'm going to be dressed up as the scariest motherfucking thing I can think of, and all my questions are going to be aimed at Adam.
You're just going to come as yourself, Dave.
Precisely.
I love how he like made us wait all this time just to say I don't like Halloween.
Why?
I kept messaging like, just go on, just do the episode without me. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Like, no, we'll wait. Well, who's the asshole now?
Well, we thought
Still you.
You've just ruined
my Christmas.
You show up late to the episode to shit on the episode. You're the double asshole.
You know I take 2 weeks off every year for Halloween because it's my Christmas. You've just shit on a little boy's Christmas, you motherfucker.
Sucks to be you.
All them sacrifices are now going, aw.
He's going to be eating Glenn on the toilet later on, so fucking disappointed.
And they're not even going to be happy tears.
I'm going to sad wank.
He's having a sad nosh.
In fact, it's that bad I'm going to make Glenn eat me.
Do they... Do the tears count as extra lube?
Glenn's ass is getting extra pounded tonight because he's angry.
No badging.
Glenn, be aware. I'm going in dry.
Should I come in the room now?
Well, no, because that defeats the object, doesn't it? Guys. Go to the toilet. Know your place. No, sorry, go on, Adam, anyway.
No, I was just saying, I apologise. Like, I just don't get it.
That's fair enough. Fair enough.
I suppose I like Halloween. It's different, isn't it? It's not like a normal...
Can I just give you a quick preview of what my Halloween night is going to be? I will be sat in this very room with the door shut and all the lights off in the house.
That sounds like a good Halloween.
I kind of feel like you're lying to us and missing out like the charcuterie board that will be in front of you. I'm going to sit in the dark and just eat.
So when you told me that...
I'll have a kebab on my desk.
So when you told me I was like trying to get tickets for everyone to go to this Halloween party, you're just going to be sat on your own in the dark. You're not going to be at work, are you?
No, don't worry. Pornhub will be on.
To be fair, I've been dragged on a work exclusive Farmageddon on Friday. I really do not want to go.
You should come with us then.
I've already paid 30 quid to go to the damn thing.
Fucking hell, it would have only cost you a fiver.
I don't want to go. They made me pay 30 quid and it's an hour and a half drive away.
God. Yeah, if you'd have come to this one, it would have cost you a fiver. And you would have been so close to home, you could have walked if you were bored shitless.
Oh, God. Oh, well. But yeah, for Halloween for me, I don't know. I don't have any real reason as to why I like it. I just think because I grew up as a kid, you know, you were made
it was
like...
kind of a rhetorical question. I still want to answer it, you know.
Well, I need to know. Yeah, we know why you don't like it, but let's find out why we like it. You get pissed.
Yeah, let's unshit this shit.
You get pissed.
We ain't gonna shit.
You get pissed, you dress up, and yeah, that's it. That's what I like, you know.
That just sounds like a Saturday night now.
That's just a regular night.
Yeah, that just sounds like a night out. I'll answer with that. I've always been that weird kid. Like, you can probably tell by the way I dress. But I'm just that weird kid.
I can tell by the way you eat.
Well, you know, when you slice...
What, you?
When you're slicing someone's throat and draining them, like, you know. No, I've always liked Halloween. Like, I've always been into the horror culture. I'm that fucking weird kid. Like, I've just never grown out of it. As time's gone on, it's just got better and better and better for me. So, personally, it's just like... I mean, I don't like Christmas, and people are probably thinking, you really are a gothic motherfucking dirty motherfucker, aren't you? But, you know what I mean? It's just... I'm into the whole darker...
You mean you're the opposite way around?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, precisely. Yeah.
Although, to be fair, if it's any consolation, I hate celebrating Christmas as well. Buying presents for people.
Adam will
you
not
like
be
the
on the
Scrooge
Christmas
of everything.
If you don't buy me anything, I'm quite I'm happy with that. Like, I don't have to get you anything. You don't have to get me anything.
You should go
with nothing.
You should go to this Halloween party as a Grinch. Just do it all in one, man.
I am fine.
I was trying to think. There is not a Grinch for Halloween. There's nobody that actually showed up in a Halloween movie and ruined Halloween. Adam, you need your own movie.
Well, when Glenn makes this movie, I'll turn up.
No, but somebody pops up onto this podcast and ruined Halloween for everyone. 5 minutes late, shit over everything. He may as well just dropped his mic and logged off.
Oh, that should have just been the end of the episode. Why?
We're all just sat there going,
fuck Halloween.
Somebody has to be the opposite. Somebody, you can't all just agree on the same thing. Somebody has to say no.
But do you do it just to be
honest? So wait. Your argument against Halloween is being devil's advocate.
Yeah.
So that makes you a Halloween character now. You're a devil's advocate.
Ironic, eh? No, I legitimately just don't like.
Does anybody else want to answer the question as to why you like Halloween?
Are we actually answering why? Okay, so for me, it's always been like, I love horror movies. Like, the Halloween thing, I like, it's cool, but I don't, like, go into it every year. But, like, horror movies, all the best ones came out in Halloween. All the best ones are now associated to Halloween. So, come on, like, I love my horror movies.
Because your favourite genre is horror.
like so.
Not favorite genre, but I do love horror movies. Like, favorite genre has got to be, you know, superhero movies, but...
We don't have a holiday for superhero movies.
No, but...
Yeah, yet.
We should.
To elaborate off you, Omer, as well, it's a very cultural thing anyway, isn't it? Like,
yeah, if you're into that horror sort of stuff, like Halloween, sort of your holiday.
Like, I like the idea behind that Halloween is actually supposed to be the one day off all the horror characters get.
One day out, like Santa Claus.
Yeah. It's the theory behind it that's Halloween is like the day off. It's the day off, like it's their break, and they get all these little fuckers to dress up as them. Like,
No, it's the day allowed out. What's that? I'm sure it's been used in multiple things where like they're actually allowed out on that day because everyone looks like them anyway.
Yeah,
day release.
You say day release or Dave release?
Same difference.
That's later.
What's the difference? I don't even know anymore.
Either way, it's a fucking horror show for Glenn.
And it's an all-you-can-eat buffet.
What I'm taking away from this episode is everyone's getting to eat me, you know?
About the Callum pegging you.
God, I bet Callum's good at his missus, one of these.
As he's pegging away.
Dave, what about you, Big Dave?
Again, like Omer said, I love horror films and stuff like that. So, I really don't like going out at night and fucking wandering the streets and knocking on people's doors and just being a twat. He's just like, oh, I'm going to have some chocolate.
You do that to me and Dave all the time.
No, to be fair, around my end, you're more likely to get fucking stabbed or bloody like kidnapped or something. So it's not really worth doing. But
I mean, around your house, wouldn't it be like smart to go get the candy because you get the free razor blades?
No. In all fairness, it's actually ironic. Just a quick little thing. It's ironic because I was around your area today, Dave, and I went to Greg's. And some fucking person was pretending to stand in a queue and they just literally ran to the sandwich section and just fucking stole about 15 sandwiches.
Exactly, that's the thing.
Ran out. And I was stood there at the door like, okay.
But no, but like, literally 3 months ago, someone literally held up the Greggs at knife point. It's like, who knife points fucking Greggs?
Someone who really wants a sausage roll.
You've got to be desperate to hold up Greggs.
Bring back the festive bake, you bastard.
I mean, for fuck's sake, man, there's a Boots next door. Go and get some drugs, you know what I mean?
To be fair, if you ever went into Greggs that's below my works, they are infuriating in there. They're so fucking slow. Sometimes I feel like doing the same thing.
See, you mean like get to the counter and start looking around like, what do I actually want? What do I want? What would you recommend? No, I don't like that. What would you want?
But yeah, pretty much in my hometown, it's like Halloween every fucking night. It's completely terrifying. So.
Dave constantly lives in the Purge.
Pretty much. In the ghetto.
Dave, do you ever go to the Strawberry Duck?
No, the duck's dead.
That's a horror show.
Fucking, if Dave was in the Purge, he'd fucking break into Papa John's, wouldn't he? He'd be like, give me all the fucking pizzas.
No, Adam would be there first, already eating them all. Dave breaks in, Adam's already on his sixth slice, like, what you doing here?
You'd all be doing your Halloween stuff, I'd be like, I am not partaking, and I'd already be at Papa John's getting my pizza.
Oh god.
And Dave would see it and get jealous.
I gotta know though, like, since you don't like Halloween, are you one of those people that get infuriated by it? You know, like when they give you the walkers and they tell you the Halloween special walkers. No, you're like, fuck you, no, give me my normal ones.
Like just to elaborate.
I start stabbing people. That's the irony.
To elaborate on that one as well, I wanted to know, like, do you like answer the door to like the kids when they knock on and stuff, or do you just like...
No, that's why I just said I'm going to turn the lights off and shit.
Adam's like, I don't like Halloween, and I'd rather eat the sweets.
I'm going to park my car on Morrison's so that they don't know I'm in.
I just realised what you should do this Halloween is leave the NHS, you know, track and trace QR code on your front door and have people scan it as they go past.
I'm literally, I'm just going to put a poster like Facebook does for everyone to egg Adam's house.
this bastard is inside.
He's definitely in. But don't be fooled.
To answer the previous question, I don't mind. You can all celebrate Halloween. You can do what you want. Just don't force me to. If you do something that I'm actually interested in, I'll join you. But if not,
please. Somebody already forced you to pay £30 to do something Halloween.
I mean, there is there is something happening on the Sunday actually, which I'll mention later. But that's not for the podcast. But you might be interested in that if any of you
Sunday,
are interested.
Sunday, what date?
The 31st.
Today. Today, as this episode appears.
Oh, yeah.
So we
remember,
how
guys.
How can we be doing the podcast if we're all going to be out?
we're not trick-or-treating, we're sat at home.
If you see me outside, that's a goddamn ghost.
You see me on here, that's a goddamn ghost.
it's the 19th or anything like that.
God damn, we broke the third wall.
Oh, wait, yeah, so people know I won't be in the house today. Don't knock on.
Lights are on. Let yourself in.
There's some sweets in the corner.
Help yourself to the charcuterie on the table.
There's some deli on the corner.
Oh, God. Has anyone else got any other questions they want to ask about Halloween?
No, I want to know what other holidays Adam's going to shit on before we get to them.
Easter.
I don't want to do another holiday special. And Adam's like,
Adam,
fuck's sake, Paddy's Day. What did he do for me?
Adam, it's going to be fucking Thanksgiving soon. Are you going to be hating everyone on Thanksgiving?
What about Black Friday?
I'm not American, so.
I just think it'd be dead funny, if he has a kid and then it's just like the tooth fairy is too fair.
You are not going out. Like,
no, you don't deserve it. You don't deserve the tooth fairy left you nothing.
He'd be that type bastard.
Give you the fucking pound.
he'd go one step further and go, I fucking killed the motherfucker. You ain't getting shit.
Going trick or treating, fucking Adam would take 75% as finder's fee.
I'd be putting your tooth back in the kid's mouth.
He'd be the one beating the shit out of Santa Claus at Boots when his kids are going, Mommy, why is Daddy beating up Santa Claus?
He doesn't pay for your gifts, I do.
You're getting nothing for Christmas.
No, to be fair, I kind of don't have a choice in the house around Christmas because the missus kind of wants it to be Christmassy, but if it was up to me, I would have no decorations whatsoever for Christmas.
Adam, I totally feel you there, mate. I've just got to say, because I don't want any decorations, but the missus, obviously, you know, he's going to want fucking decorations. So... He's already like, Dave, have you got a Christmas tree? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, I'm bringing two of mine as well. And I'm like, what the fuck, man?
He's going to stack them on top of his Christmas village as well as he's setting up the Christmas village.
Apparently so. I don't know where. But keep it in your fucking room.
Have you seen my room, Dave? I've got no room for fucking me.
In all fairness, last year my ex had a go at me because I kept some of the Halloween decorations up at Christmas. She was like, take it down. I'm like, no. She's like, take it down.
Well, just to answer a previous question, I probably would like Thanksgiving because it's all about food.
So we are going to do a Thanksgiving special.
Oh, that's why I think, and that's why
this
I
is
do
why
like
you
Christmas.
Tolerate Christmas because of the food.
Because so my parents aren't together. So and then obviously my missus has parents. Obviously, so we go to three. So over Christmas Day and Boxing Day,
showing off again, isn't it? Girlfriend's got parents.
For all you listeners out there, we do apologise for his diabolical fucking statements there, because it's not very nice at all.
Just offended every orphan in the world.
I know. Fucking hell, Adam. Why did we even get him on this episode tonight? He's been a complete and utter asshole. He's just shitting on every orphan in the world. He's late to the episode.
My missus has parents. I'm going to get all the food. I'm not going to give no kids no fucking presents.
I hate Halloween.
I get free Christmas dinners.
Now he's taking the piss out of the starving people.
Make us realise that Mew does not a very nice person.
I've always told you I'm a selfish nubbin. I'm a cunt.
And today it shows.
More than ever.
I am a selfish bastard. Yeah.
What better to portray it on a Halloween episode?
Shock horror.
I think on that note, we're going to end it there. That's just a great place to end. We're ending on the message that Adam's a knob.
Happy Halloween!
The listeners are only just finding out. You guys have known this for months. It's known for years.
But yeah, on that note, we are going to wrap it up there. So thank you very much for tuning in. We hope you have a great Halloween from myself and the guys. Yeah, well, I don't know what else to say. But
ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Yeah, all that malarkey. But yeah, remember to follow the podcast on all our socials and all the sites you can watch it. We are still on the road to 5,000 downloads before the end of the year. We are very nearly there, so help us push for that last 1,000. We are, like I say, so close. We need that little mini victory. And obviously...
Follow Adam down a dark alley.
And as we have been saying, if you can think of anything you want to...
And if you want to wag his house, he lives at 742 Evergreen Terrace.
You dick, that's going to have to get cut now.
It's never a
Simpsons. But we don't want people showing up to that.
It's the Simpsons address, you bellend.
Just in case we egg the Simpsons house.
For fuck's sake, fucking Homer. Get with pop culture, man. Come on.
You fucking know that.
Wait, that's my address.
Dave tells everybody his own address, he's trying to tell him mine. Like, oh, wait.
Wait a minute.
Someone knocks on the door and I'm there gobbling on Glenn. Give me a minute! I'm fucking going downstairs.
He turns into Jabba the Hutt.
On that note, I've been your host, Glenn. He's been Big Dave. He's been Little Dave. He's been Omer. And he's been Adam. See you on the next episode of the Northern Dreamers podcast.
Bye. Wow. Hope you all choke on your candy.
Dave's going to be choking on something in a bit.